The third lecture today is the order and inseparability of the three persons.
今天下午我们的第三讲的标题是三个位格之间的次序和不可分割性。
So there's two points, order and inseparability.
所以在这一讲里面我们要讲两个重点，一个是次序的问题，一个是不可分割的这个属性。
Inseparability, which we'll deal with in a few minutes, has to do with the fact that the three persons operate together with no separation.
所以这个不可分割性所表达的就是三个位格之间共同的工作，他们工作的时候是不分的。
But the order of the Trinity, which we're going to deal with now, is the doctrine that there is an order. The Father is first, the Son is second, and the Spirit is third.
而当我们讨论这个次序的问题的时候，是我们现在首先要来思考的，是在谈到三个位格被提及的次序，圣父是第一个，圣子是第二个，圣灵是第三个。This
doctrine is taught in the Westminster Confession of Faith, Chapter 2, Paragraph 3.
这个教义在《新民信条》第二章第三点有非常清晰的教导。
It says, the Father is of none, neither begotten nor proceeding. The Son is eternally begotten of the Father, and the Holy Ghost eternally proceeds from the Father and the Son.
所以《新民信条》第二章第三点说到，父不属于任何，也不受生于任何，也不出于任何其他的来源，子是在永恒里为父所生。
The Church Fathers taught that the Father is the fountain or the cause or the originating principle of the other two persons in the Godhead.
所以在教会历史上，教父们教导说，这个父是其他两个，就是子跟灵的源泉、原因和起源的规则。
The Son and the Spirit both derive from the Father, although not in time, but in eternity.
圣子和圣灵都是来自于圣父，虽然这种来自于并不是时间性上的，而是在永恒当中。
This is not saying that the Son and the Spirit are created.
这并不是说子和灵是被父创造的。
Rather, the Son eternally is begotten of the Father, and the Spirit eternally proceeds from the Father and the Son.
而是说，圣子是在永恒当中被父所生，而圣灵则是在永恒当中从父子所出的。
And so we must not believe or view the doctrine of the Trinity as three interchangeable persons.
所以我们不能把三位一体当中三个位格说成是可以相互彼此互换的这种三个人这样的想理解。The
Son is not the Father or the Spirit.
所以父不是子也不是灵。And
the Spirit is not the Father or the Son.
灵不是父也不是子。They
are three distinct persons in one God.
所以这父子圣灵是三个不同的位格。
This is the heart of the mystery of the doctrine of the Trinity.
这是三位一体这个教义的奥秘的核心所在。
Robert Dabney said, in a word, the generation of the Son and the procession of the Spirit, however mysterious, are unavoidable corollaries from two facts. The essence of the Godhead is one, the persons are three. If these are both true, there must be some way in which the Godhead multiplies its personal modes of subsistence without multiplying or dividing its substance.
所以在这个美国长老会的一位神学家叫做罗伯特·达布尼，他这样说，他说，总而言之，圣子的受生和圣灵的发出 不论他们多么神秘，都是从两个基本事实产生的不可避免的推论。这两个事实就是：第一，神的本质是一 第二点就是位格是三。如果这两点都是真实的，那么就必须用某种方式使上帝增加他在位格的存在方式，而不是增加他的本质。
And we see this idea of the Son being eternally begotten from the Father in the Nicene Creed.
这个永恒的受生这个教义，我们在尼西亚信经里面看到已经清楚的表明。
It says, the Son of God, begotten from the Father, only begotten, that is, from the substance of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten not made, of one substance with the Father.
所以尼西亚信经说，我们相信耶稣基督是神的儿子，是从父所生，是父的独生子，也就是他是从父的本质所生，是从神所出的神，从光所出的光，从真神所出的真神，他是受生而非被造，他与父同质。
Notice that phrase, he's begotten from the substance of the Father.
信经说子是从父的本质而生的。
By saying that, this distinguishes the Son from creatures.
这样信经这样说是把这个受生的从父的本质受生的子与其他一切的受造物做一个区分，所以受造物不是从上帝的本质出来的。
Unlike creatures that are made out of nothing and therefore distinct from the divine nature, the eternally begotten Son does not possess a different substance from the Father.
所以受造物都是从无到有被创造出来的，所以受造物他们不与上帝共享上帝本身的神性，所以神性与受造物的本性是不同的。但是永恒当中为父从本质当中所生出的圣子，他拥有与父同样的本质，所以他是受生而不是被造的。
The key phrase in the Nicene Creed is that he is begotten, not made.
对，所以尼西亚信经里面这句话才是最关键的一点，就是他是被生的而不是被造的。
Maybe one way to illustrate that is to think about the difference between a man making a house and a man begetting a son.
所以用一个比喻或许能帮助我们理解这一点，就是当我们说上帝创造万有的时候，就好像一个人去造一个房屋；当我们说圣父在永恒中生圣子的时候，就好像一个人生了自己的孩子。
When a man makes a house,The house is distinct from him and is separate from him.
当这个人建了房屋的时候，这个房屋的本质跟这个人的本质是不同的。
When a man begets a son, the son has the same nature as the father.
但是当一个人生了一个孩子的时候，这个孩子所拥有的人性的这个本质是跟他是一样的。
The house is created, it is made, it is not begotten.
对，房屋是被造的，它是被人在自己之外造出来的。
So the doctrine of the eternal begetting of the Son is key to understanding the deity of the Son.
所以，圣子在永恒当中受生这一点是理解圣子的完全的神性的关键。
And this doctrine is taught in the New Testament.
而这个圣子的永恒当中受生，这一点是在圣经当中明确教导的。
The New Testament calls Jesus the only begotten Son of God 5 times.
在圣经当中有5次提到耶稣是上帝的独生子。
In the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and verse 18, John 3:16 and 3:18, and 1 John 4:9.
所以这5个地方都是约翰的写作，约翰福音第1章第14节、第18节、第3章第16、第18节和约翰一书第4章第9节。
John 1:14, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth.
所以约翰福音那里面说他是独生的。神在父的怀里，中文有的时候翻译成在父怀里的独生子，但是 如果更准确的原文的翻译应该是在父怀里的独生的神。
And also in Psalm 2:7, it says, "Today I have begotten you."
诗篇第二篇第七节那里面提到，上帝对这个受膏者说，我今日生你。
This is the Father speaking to the Son, and the today is the day of eternity.
这里面所说的就是圣父生圣子，而这个今天则指的是永恒。
Psalm 2:7 is quoted several times in the New Testament, in Acts and in Hebrews chapter 1 verse 5 and Hebrews 5 verse 5.
那 这首诗篇的这一节经文在新约的解经当中有非常的重要，它出现在《使徒行传》第13章第33节，希伯来书的作者也两次引用这节经文来证明耶稣的永恒的神性。
So the New Testament teaches this doctrine that the Son of God is eternally begotten of the Father and therefore has the same nature as the Father.
所以新约圣经教导圣子永恒当中由圣父所生，所以因此所产生的推论就是他与圣父是拥有同样的神性的，圣子是永恒的上帝。
But we have to understand this is metaphorical language, not literal.
但是我们需要知道这个生这个词是当我们在神学上这样说，当圣经用生这个词的时候，它是一种类比的方式，一种比喻的方式，它并不是字面意义上的生。
When men beget their sons, it involves a change and a process that happens in time.
当我们说人生孩子的时候，这个动作包含了时间上的前后，时间的推移。
But the Father's eternal generation of the Son is eternal and does not involve time.
但是圣父在永恒当中生圣子，这个生是在永恒当中，是没有前后时间的这种先后顺序的，所以圣子是永恒的。
One of the church fathers named Cyril of Jerusalem said, "Whenever thou hear of begetting, sink not down in thought to bodily things, nor think of a corruptible generation, lest thou be guilty of impiety. God is a spirit. His generation is spiritual. For bodies beget bodies. And for the generation of bodies, time must needs intervene. But time intervenes not in the generation of the Son from the Father."
所以在初代教会一位教父是耶路撒冷的希利尔，他在他的写作当中这样说，他说，每当你听到上帝生儿子的时候，不要将你的心沉下来思想肉体上的事，也不要思想腐朽的这个世代，以免你犯下不虔诚的罪。上帝是个灵，他生圣子是指灵性上的生，因为身体生的是身体，而身体的生成是需要时间的介入，但是在子从父当中永恒受生，时间是没有介入的。
And Gregory of Nazianzen said, "The eternal generation of the Son is beyond the sphere of time and above the grasp of reason."
而另外一位加帕多加教父拿西昂的贵格里他这样说，他说，圣子永恒受生这件事超越了时间的范畴，也超越了我们理性所能掌握的。
Now you might be wondering, how can this be? How can there be a father giving birth to a son without preceding the son in time?
或许你会想说，怎么会有这样的事情呢？一个父亲生一个儿子，但是这个父亲却不在时间的概念上先于这个儿子存在。
So the church fathers used an analogy to help us understand this.
所以初代教父们用一些比喻去帮助我们理解这一点。
Augustine uses the analogy of fire and shining.
奥古斯丁初代的这个拉丁教父，他用的一个比喻就是用火和火光之间的关系来比喻。
The fire is like the Father, and the shining is like the Son.
火就像父亲一样，而火所发出的光就像儿子一样。
As fire begets the shining, and yet the fire does not precede the shining in time, so the Father begets the Son and yet does not precede him in time.
从时间的角度上来说，当火一旦产生的时候，就同一时间产生了火光。同样，圣父在他生圣子的时候，他在时间上与圣子也是同时发生的，同时产生的，所以并没有在时间上先于圣子。
The begetter and the begotten are co-eternal.
所以，这个生者和被生者是同样永恒的。
So saying that the Son is eternally begotten of the Father is a metaphor that is not to be taken literally in the way human begetting takes place.
所以当我们说这个圣父从永恒当中生圣子的时候，我们需要记得这是一个类比的，神学上的类比的表达方式，不能用人类生孩子的这种完全字面上的意义来理解这一点。
But what then is the point of the metaphor? What is the common the thing that the analogy has in common?
那用这个类比到底想要表达什么呢？到底有什么是我们需要从这个比喻当中去得到的要点？
It is communication of essence.
所要表达的就是本质的属性的相通。
Francis Turretin said, as all generation indicates a communication of essence on the part of the begetter to the begotten, by which the begotten becomes like the begetter and partakes of the same nature with him, so this wonderful generation is rightly expressed as a communication of essence from the Father, by which the Son possesses indivisibly the same essence with him and is made perfectly like him.
所以在17世纪的一位日内瓦的著名的神学家叫 Francis Turretin， 他这样说，他说，如同所有的出生都表明了生者对被生者的本质的交通，就是把他自己的本质传递给被生者，通过这种交通，被生者成为像生者一样的本质。所以这种奇妙的出生被准确地表述为来自父的本质的传递，通过这种传递，圣子拥有与圣父不可分割的相同的本质，并且成为完全像圣父一样的一个存有。
In John chapter 5 verse 26 which we read earlier, it says, as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son also to have life in himself.
所以就像我们之前读过这个经文里面，耶稣说，像父怎么样父怎么样在自己有生命，他也照样使子在自己里面有生命。
Granting life to the Son is the same thing as communicating the divine essence to the Son.
所以父让子自己有生命的这个意思就是等于说父把自己的本质传递给了圣子。
And the fact that it is the divine essence that is communicated is made clear by the fact that it's life in himself.
所以这种神完全的神性的传递的体现在耶稣说这个子是可以在自己里面靠自己有生命。
Only God has life in himself.
所以因为只有上帝自己是自存的，所以上帝自己靠着自己有生命，他不是被造的，所以这句话就表明耶稣是在说圣子是由圣父的本质完全的传递给他。
So that is the doctrine of the eternal generation or begetting of the Son.
所以这个就是我们要谈的，就是圣子在永恒当中受生的这个教义。
Now we need to look at the next step in the order, and that is the eternal procession of the Spirit from the Father and the Son.
那么接下来我们要来看的是圣灵从永恒当中所出的这一点。
The Nicene Creed says in the third article on the Holy Spirit that the Spirit proceeds from the Father and the Son.
尼西亚信经当宣告圣灵的时候说，我信圣灵是从圣父圣子所出的。
What is the basis for that doctrine?
这个教义的这个经文的基础是什么呢？
John chapter 15, verse 26.
约翰福音第十五章第二十六节。
But when the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness about me.
所以当那个时候，耶稣对门徒说，他要离开，啊，但是他应许要差派圣灵来做他们的保惠师。而他形容圣灵的时候，就是说这位圣灵是从父出来的真理的灵。
Notice that it says who proceeds from the Father.
这里面注意到他说的是从父出来的灵。
And yet the Son's role is also implied in the first part of the verse, when the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father.
啊，但是这个子所参与的工作也在这节经文里面。体现出来了，因为那里面说是耶稣说是我要从父差派这位灵。
So although it says he proceeds from the Father, we can also understand an implied and the Son, because he himself said, "I, the Son, will send the Spirit to you from the Father."
所以这里面就是圣灵所出，我们可以说是从圣父和圣子所出，是因为耶稣说了这样的话，是他。亲自差派圣灵从父出来。
But you may object and say, when does Jesus send the Spirit from the Father?
或许你会反对这种说法，就是你会问什么时候，是什么时候耶稣从父差派出来圣灵
？It doesn't sound like something happening in eternity, but like something happening in time.
或许你听耶稣这样说，听起来不像是在永恒当中发生这件事情，好像是在历史当中发生这个事情，差派圣灵来。
And you are correct because he's referring to the sending of the Spirit at the day of Pentecost.
如果你想到这一点的话，那么你想的是正确的。耶稣这里面所说的，所指的是在五旬节圣灵被差派出来。
The answer is that in theology we distinguish between the Trinity as the Trinity is in and of itself in eternity from the Trinity as revealed in the economy of redemption.
所以在神学上我们区别在三一论里面我们区分三位体的上帝在他自己里面的内在生命，这个我们可以称之为内在三一，和三位体的上帝他在救赎历史，在救赎计划当中去工作 展示他自己的工作的这个维度，我们可以称之为经世三一。
We use two different terms in theology for this: the economic Trinity and the immanent Trinity.
所以在神学上，我们有这两个词，一个叫做经世三一，就是上帝外在的工作；一个是内在或者叫内蕴三一，指的是三位体上帝内在的生命。
When Jesus says, "I will send the Spirit to you," he's referring to the economic.
而当耶稣说他会从父差派来圣灵，这里所指的是经世三一。
But the economic works of the Trinity are based upon and reflect the immanent Trinity.
但是经世三一就是三位体的上帝在外部的工作，则反映出他的内在生命到底是如何的。
Therefore, the fact that the Spirit was sent by the Father and the Son in the economic Trinity tells us something about the Spirit's procession in eternity, in the imminent Trinity.
所以在经世三一当中，圣灵是子所派来的，这个事实则向我们彰显了内在三一当中圣灵到底是怎么来的。
And that is why we can say in theology that the Spirit eternally proceeds from the Father and the Son.
所以我们在神学上可以毫无怀疑的去说圣灵是从圣父和圣子在永恒当中所出的。
The relationships among the three persons of the Trinity are not arbitrary, as if the Son could have been sent, or if the Son could have sent the Father to become man, but are based on their relations in the immanent Trinity.
所以在圣经当中，我们看到经世三一就是三位一体上帝外部的工作，这三个位格之间产生的关系，并不是随意产生的。就好像现在我们是有父差派子去道成肉身好像子也可以去差派父去道成肉身，不是这样的。所以这种经世三一的关系是基于他们内在 有内在生命的这种次序啊、是彼此相关的。
The Nicene Creed, as it was originally written in the 4th century, only said that the Spirit proceeds from the Father and did not add the phrase and the Son.
在第四世纪当尼西亚新经刚写下来的时候，那个最原始的版本里面没有这个和圣子这样这个说法，就是直接只是说我信圣灵从圣父所出。
But that phrase and the Son was added later at the Council of Toledo in 589.
但是这个和圣子这几个字是在这个后面589年的托莱多会议上加上去的。
And this ultimately was one of the factors that led to the split between the Eastern Orthodox Church and the Western Church.
所以加上去的这个和圣子这个词有的时候叫做 Filioque, 这最终导致了东方和西方的教会的分裂。
Nevertheless, all of the church fathers in the 4th and 5th centuries, such as Augustine and many others, affirmed this idea that the Spirit proceeds from the Father and the Son.
但是在这个在第四、第五世纪，的确有很多的教父们，包括奥古斯丁，他们都承认，都相信这个圣灵是从圣父和圣子所出这个真理。
Even some of the Eastern Orthodox theologians.Agreed with that in substance.
而甚至在东方的这些东方的教父们，他们也相信这一点。
And so, in reality, the conflict between the East and the West was based on other issues, such as language differences between Greek and Latin, and not based on a theological difference.
所以我们可以说，东西方教会在十一世纪分裂的原因，最根本的原因。并不是神学上的基于这个词这么简单，而是有许多文化上的差异、语言上的差异等等。
It is very clear that this doctrine is biblical because of the fact that the Spirit is called the Spirit of the Father.
这个教义是符合圣经的，因为圣经当中称圣灵是父的灵。
And is also called the Spirit of Christ.
但同时也称圣灵是基督的灵。
Matthew 10:20, the Spirit of your Father will give you the words to say.
马太福音第十章第二十节那里面，耶稣提到你们父的灵。
And Romans 8:9, where Paul says that if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, then he does not belong to Christ.
而保罗在罗马书第八章第九节那里面提到，若你们没有基督的灵，你们就不属于基督。
And we also have a passage like Galatians 4:6, which says, Because you are sons, God sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father.
所以另外一个地方，例如加拉太书第四章第六节那里面提到说，你正是因为你们是儿子，所以上帝把这个儿子的灵浇灌在你们心里，好像你们可以呼求阿爸父。
If we were to say that the Spirit proceeded from the Father only and not from the Son, that would detract from the full deity of the Son.
如果我们只说圣灵只是从圣父出的，不是从圣子出的，那么我们就有可能贬低圣子的神性。
So that is the doctrine of the order of the three persons of the Trinity.
所以我们以上所谈到的是三个位格之间的次序。
We should not think of the triune God as three interchangeable entities.
我们不能把三个神三个位格思考成想象成三个可以互换的这个角色。
That is why one is called the Father, and the other one is called the Son, and the other is called the Spirit.
这也是为什么这三位当中只有一位被称为父，另外一位只有一位称为子。也只有一位称为灵。
So that brings us then to the second major point of this lecture, which is the inseparable operation.
那么我们接下来就要谈的这个另外一个问题，就是三个位格之间不可分割的运作。
The three persons are distinct, and yet they are one God.
尽管这三个位格彼此不同有区别，但是他们却是一位上帝。
And we can see this most clearly when we understand that all the works of God are the works of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit together.
所以我们看到上帝的所有的工作都是圣父的工作、圣子的工作和圣灵的工作。
At this point, we were talking about the works of God outside of Himself, that is, the works of God directed towards creation.
当我们谈到这个三位格不可分割的时候，我们所关注的是上帝的外在的工作，就是他在自我的内在生命之外的工作。
In theology, we distinguish between the works of God ad extra and the works of God ad intra.
在神学上，我们区分上帝在他之外的工作叫做这个 ad extra， 在他之外的工作，而另外一方面是上帝自己内在的，所以就是 ad intra， 就是上帝内在的工作。
So the works of God ad extra would include things like creation, providence, rule, incarnation, atonement, regeneration, justification, sanctification, glorification, final judgment, and new creation.
所以当我们谈到上帝的外在工作的时候，我们所指的就是上帝的创造工作、护理工作、上帝统治万有的工作、上帝的道成肉身的工作、赎罪的工作、重生、称义、成圣、得荣耀、审判、最终新天创造、新创造的等等这些的工作，这些都是上帝的外在工作。
Sometimes we speak in a simple way and we say that the Father is the one who created and the Son is the one who redeems and the Spirit is the one who sanctifies.
有的时候我们会简单的说圣父是指创造的工作，然后圣子指救赎的工作，圣灵指成圣的工作。
That isn't totally wrong as long as we understand that in each of those things, the other two persons are also operating.
这种说法并不是错误的，但是我们需要意识到说，当我们这样说的时候，并不是说另外两个位格完全没有参与到这些工作当中。
For example, in creation, we already pointed out that the Father and the Son and the Spirit are depicted in the Bible as doing the work of creation.
就像例如我们提到创造的时候，尽管我们说圣父创造，但是我们也看到圣经告诉我们圣子跟圣灵他们也在创造的工作当中参与进去。
And the work of redemption is not only the work of the Son, it is also the work of the Father and the Spirit.
而救赎的工作也不单是圣子自己的工作，他也是圣父跟圣灵也参与到其中。
And yet, each person operates according to their own specific person and nature.
但是每一个位格参与到这些工作当中都是按照自己特定的属性和自己特定的角色。
Gregory of Nyssa was a 4th century church father who explained it this way. He said, every operation which extends from God to the creation and is named according to our variable conceptions of it has its origin from the Father and proceeds through the Son and is perfected in the Holy Spirit. For this reason, the name derived from the operation is not divided with regard to the number of those who fulfill it, because the action of each concerning anything is not separate and peculiar, but whatever comes to pass by the action of the three.
在第四世纪的一位加帕多亚教父，他的名字叫尼萨，来自尼萨的贵格里，他这样说，他说从上帝延伸到被造物当中的每一项行动，是按照我们对它的不同的概念而命名的。其起源在于父，而它的媒介在于子，而最终是在圣灵当中得以完成。由于这个原因，在从这些行动当中所得到的命名，并不是因为完成行动者的数量而划分的，而是因为每一个位格对任何一个行动都不是单独的，也不是他自己完成的，但是任何上帝外在的行动的发生都是通过三个位格共同行动来实现的。
And Augustine said the union of persons in the Trinity is in the Catholic faith set forth and believed and by a few and holy blessed ones understood, to be so inseparable that whatever is done by the Trinity must be regarded as being done by the Father and by the Son and by the Holy Spirit together, and that nothing is done by the Father which is not also done by the Son and by the Holy Spirit, and nothing done by the Holy Spirit which is not also done by the Father and by the Son, and nothing done by the Son which is not also done by the Father and by the Holy Spirit.
另外，奥古斯丁他也这样说，他说在大公信仰当中，三位一体的联合被提出来，并被认为是不可分割的，也就是三位一体所做的任何事都必须被视为由圣父、圣子和圣灵共同完成的。圣父所做的没有一件不是由圣子和圣灵所做的，圣灵所做的也没有一件不是由圣父、圣子所做的，圣子所做的也没有一件不是由圣父和圣灵所做的。
Is this doctrine taught in Scripture? I believe it is.
这个教义到底在圣经当中有没有教导呢？我相信圣经的确这样教导。
For example, in 1 Corinthians 12, verses 4 through 6.
例如在哥林多前书第十二章第四到第六节。
Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of service, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God.Who empowers them all in everyone.
所以你们可以翻到这个地方自己去读一下这个经文。
The Spirit, the Lord, and God. The Lord referring to Christ, and God referring to the Father. Also in 2 Corinthians 13, verse 14. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
另外在哥林多后书第十三章第十四节结尾的那个地方，保罗给出他的祝福，他说愿主耶稣基督的恩惠，天父上帝的慈爱和圣灵的感动与你们同在。
The church father Ambrose said, If then the peace of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is one, the grace is one, the love one, and the communion one, the working is certainly one.And where the working is one, certainly the power cannot be divided, nor the substance separated.
所以在西方的这个教父安布罗修他这样说，他说如果圣父、圣子、圣灵所赐的平安、和平是一，恩典是一，爱是一，交通是一，那么这工作当然也是一。在这个工作当中当然其中的全能是不能分割的，其本质也是不能分离的。
It's also instructive to point out two verses in the Gospel of John, one about the Son and one about the Spirit, that make the same point.
在约翰福音当中也同理，让我们看到这一点。
So listen to John 5, verse 19.
我们一起来看约翰福音第五章第十九到二十三节。
Truly, truly, I say to you, the Son...can do nothing of his own accord, but only what he sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does, that the Son does likewise.
所以耶稣说子靠着自己做不了什么，他只是看到父怎么做事，他子也这样做事。
So there you see the inseparable operation of the Father and the Son.
所以在那里看到圣父跟圣子的工作的不可分性。
And we also see the same thing about the Spirit in John 16 and verses 14 and 15.
另外圣灵的这个不可分也从约翰福音第十六章十四到十五节那里可以看出。
He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. Therefore I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you.
所以当那里面耶稣对门徒们说圣灵来他要把这个从我这里面所知道的这些告诉你们我所有的就是父所有的，所以在这里面也看到圣灵、圣子和圣父他们外在工作的合一性。
Whatever the Father does, the Son does, and whatever the Son does, the Spirit does.
所以不论圣父做什么，圣子也如此做，不论圣子做什么，圣灵也如此做。
Some examples of this in Scripture are the work of creation and the work of raising Jesus from the dead.
我们可以从圣经里面提两个这个例子，一个是创造的工作，一个是使耶稣从死里复活的工作。
We already looked at the work of the triune God in creation, but let's look at the ones about the resurrection.
我们已经看到了创造当中这个三位体三个位格彼此不分，那我们现在来看从死里复活这个事件当中的不可分割性。
In Romans 6, verse 4, Paul says that Jesus was raised by the glory of the Father.
在罗马书第六章第四节那里面，保罗说耶稣复活是因着父的荣耀而复活。
In John 10, verses 17 and 18, Jesus said, I lay down my life that I may take it up again.
在约翰福音第十章第十七到十八节那里面，耶稣说他说我是自己把我的生命舍了，好叫我自己再取回来。
And in Romans 8, verse 11, Paul says that the Spirit is the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead.
另外，罗马书第八章第十一节，保罗在那里面说，圣灵是那位使耶稣从死里复活的灵。
So the Father, the Son, and the Spirit were working together in raising the body of Jesus from the dead.
所以，圣父、圣子、圣灵。都是在复活这个事件上参与工作的。
If there were any external actions performed by only one of the three persons of the Godhead, without the perfect and inseparable operation of the other two, then the essence of God would be divided, and the simplicity of God would be overthrown.
如果在上帝的外在工作当中，只是由三个位格当中其中一个位格执行的话，就是没有另外两个位格的参与的话，那么神的本质，神性的本质将会被撕裂，神的单纯性或者叫纯一性这个教义将会被推翻。
So this doctrine of the inseparable operation is the foundational presupposition that holds together the three persons within the oneness of God.
所以这是支撑三位一体的这个一对吧？这个一体三位一体的一体性的前提，就是这一点。
We do in fact affirm that there are three persons in the Godhead, but not in such a way that God is divided into three parts.
所以我们不仅承认神有三个位格，是三位，但是我们不能说把神分成三个。部分，所以这个最后面这个一体强调这个合一性。
This is the doctrine of divine simplicity.
而这个一体性的最强有力的维护是基于这个上帝的纯一性的这个教义。
God is not composed of parts. He is not a compound or composite being.
纯一性这个词是什么意思呢？指的就是上帝不是由部分组成的，上帝不是一个复合体，不是一个复合的存在，它的本质是不可分割的。
One way of thinking about this doctrine is to think about what it means for God to be not a creature but the creator.
那去理解上帝的纯一性，其中很重要的一点就是我们要理解上帝是创造主，他不是受造物。
If God were composite and built up of different parts, then he would be a creature.
如果上帝是复合形成的，他是由各个不同的部分组成的话，那么上帝就必然是一个被造物。
Every created thing is composite and made up of parts.
所有被造物都是复合体，都是由部分组成的。
But God is the creator who transcends space and time.
但是上帝是创造主，所以他超越了这个复合的这种被造性。
No created thing can be perfectly simple, for every creature is finite.
没有任何一个受造物是完美的、纯一的，因为没有任何一个受造物是不是有限的。
But God is infinite and unbounded. And therefore, he is completely simple.
但是上帝是创造主，他不是受造物，所以上帝是完美的、无限的，他是没有界限的，所以他是纯一的。
So affirming the simplicity of God is simply another way of expressing His absolute distinction from all that is created.
因此，在神学上，当我们去强调上帝的纯一性的时候，我们实际上就是在强调上帝是创造主，他与受造物之间有一个本质上的区别。
The Bible teaches the simplicity of God. For example, Exodus 3:14, at the burning bush, God revealed himself to Moses, saying, I am who I am.
那上帝的纯一性在圣经当中有怎样证明呢？其中一个第一个就是在出埃及记第三章第十四节，那里面摩西在荆棘火中听到上帝向他说话，上帝说我是自有永有的，所以这里面上帝提到他是一位纯粹绝对完美的存有。
If God were composite, then he would say, what I am is these component beings that make me up.
如果上帝是一个复合体的话，那么在那里面上帝会说我是由这些组成我的这些部分，这些元素组成的。
The New Testament also refers to God's attributes. For example, in 1 John 1:5 and 1 John 4:8, in these terms, God is light and God is love.
而新约圣经也提到上帝的属性，这些属性提到约翰一书那里面提到上帝是光，上帝是爱。
That's different from saying that God has a loving aspect of his being that makes up who he is.
但是这个区别于上帝并不是他说我有一个爱的属性是其中我的一部分，然后和另外一些属性加在一起组成了我。上帝只是说我就是爱。
And that's why some theologians say we shouldn't even talk about the attributes of God, but rather the perfections of God.
所以这也是基于这个原因，有一些神学家们他们建议说我们就甚至不要谈上帝不同的属性，这样让人容易产生误解，认为上帝是属性所组成的一个复合体，我们就直接谈上帝的完全。
Because when we talk about the attributes of something that is created, we're implying that that created thing has parts or components that the attributes contribute to.
因为当我们谈到属性的时候，谈到一个受造物的属性的时候，我们所说的就是这些属性最终构成了这个实体本身。
And so all of this means then that we should not think of the three persons of the Trinity as parts of God.
说了这么多，其实我要表达的最重要的一点就是，当我们想到三个位格的时候，我们不应该把三个位格理解为组成一个上帝的三个不同的部分。
God is not one-third Father, one-third Son, one-third Spirit.
上帝不是三分之一是圣父，三分之一是圣子，三分之一是圣灵。
Rather, the one simple, non-composite being of God exists in three persons for all eternity.
而是说这个纯一的、绝对完美、无限、只是一、单纯的一的这样的神性，同等的存在于三个位格之中。
That's why at the very beginning, in lecture one, I quoted Birkhoff as saying that the whole undivided essence of God belongs equally to each of the three persons.
这也是为什么我们在今天上午一开始的时候，我引用伯可夫的这句话第三的他的这个定义的第三点，说到上帝全部的整个的不可分的本质，同等的平等的属于三位一体当中每一个位格。
One other thing this means is that when we talk about the three persons of the Godhead, we're not using the word persons in the same way that you and I are persons.
那另外一个我需要提醒大家的是，当我们提到三位一体的时候用的这个位格这个词 person 这个词就是有的时候这个其实就是指到一个个体，一个个人，和我们用这个词在英文里面所使用的习惯是不一样的。
The Trinity is not three individual people sitting together in a circle.
三位一体不是三个独立的这个人坐在一块儿，他们形成一个团体。
Rather, they are one God.
而是他们就是一个上帝。
In addition, it also helps us to understand why the attempt to find analogies in creation do not work.
这也帮助我们理解就是为什么我们在这个世界当中去寻找形容三位一体的这种比喻是永远会失败的原因。
Some people will give examples such as the egg.
The egg? Okay. 有些人用这个鸡蛋啊，这用来比喻这个三位一体。
Which has three parts, the egg shell, the egg yolk, and the egg white.
That's not good. 这个鸡蛋为什么形容三位一体呢？因为有蛋壳，有蛋白，有蛋黄。
But you see that that analogy doesn't work because those are three parts of the egg.
为什么这个比喻不能好用呢？是因为这三样是形成整个鸡蛋的三个部分。
Which if you apply that to the Trinity, would deny the simplicity of God.
如果你用这个比喻去形容三位一体，就否认了上帝的纯一性。
So in conclusion then, we say that God is one being in three persons.
所以我们总结一下，当我们说三位一体的时候，我们是说上帝只有一个存有，但是是三个位格。
And we also say, in addition to that, that the Father is unbegotten, the Son is eternally begotten, and the Spirit proceeds from the Father and the Son.
而当我们去区别三个位格的时候，我们说圣父在永恒当中生。是在永恒当中的生者，圣子是永恒当中的被生者，而圣灵则是永恒当中的被发出者。
And the eternal begetting and eternal proceeding of the Son and the Spirit are what uphold the fact that all three have the same divine essence.
而他们是在永恒当圣子在永恒当中受生，圣灵在永恒当中所出，则同时证明了这两个位格的完全的神性。
And because they are one God, they equally operate in all of their activities towards creation.
而正是因为这三个位格是独一的上帝，所以他们共同的工作在外部的工作上，就是经世三一的工作当中是不可分割的。
So that concludes our third lecture, and we will take a 5-minute break. And come back for the fourth.
所以我们这第三讲就到这儿，我们休息5分钟的时间，然后我们回来一起来看第四讲。